normally I would jump in and be funny and try and like throw something ahead of time and all of that, but I'm too excited at the moment. We actually are back at it, right at this exact second, recording things. Now, hey.
Right at this exact
this
second.
Exact se-
it is 1:42 in the morning.
It is 1:42 in the morning on Sunday. Or Sunday into Monday?
Into Monday. Yeah, I have work in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm calling out sick tomorrow.
Yeah, you do sound a little sick. And you know, it's weird that we're doing a recording this late and you're sick. There has to be some crazy reason we're doing this recording. What would that be, Rebecca?
Well, that's because we've got some fun kind of news.
Breaking. Late breaking. Breaking news.
Late night breaking news.
That's just in here at the station. We're getting some... It's a hum beeping in my ear. I can't understand it. What's late breaking news?
Yeah, so I just played in Keith Baker's Quickstone game.
Oh, that's right. It was Quickstone night. That's pretty cool. That's exciting. Yeah. We should talk about that.
Yeah. There was a guest on.
Oh, a guest. Who was the guest in the...
Matthew motherfucking Lillard.
Matthew Lillard was the guest?
Yes. And also Rebecca Gray, that's me. I was also a guest.
You were also a guest? Matthew Lillard is the lead there, I think.
That was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. He was really fun. But I mean, I don't want to be braggadocious about this, Steve.
This is literally a podcast for braggadocious people.
Okay, but this is the first thing we've posted in over 2 years.
So we've recorded a couple of OOCs at the start of the year. This is the third one we've done. The first two did not come out good. The last one in particular was exceedingly boring. And this one has some fucking spice to it.
Oh,
and you don't want to talk about the spice?
The a spoose-a-goose.
Okay, if you won't be braggadocious about that, how about we be braggadocious about the other thing that we've just gotten recent late-breaking news about?
Kind of.
Rebecca is going to have a panel...
Pending approval.
At Gen Con. Now, who's on that panel, Rebecca? It's you and... Is it me?
You are not on that
panel. I'm not on that panel.
Because I'm a monster.
But who is on that panel?
The panel is called Eberron, a 20-year retrospective.
Oh, then it's got to have Keith, right?
It will have Keith Baker. It will also have James Wyatt.
James Wyatt of Eberron fame?
Of Eberron fame. He wrote Shard and City of Towers. As well as the Dragon Prophecy novels, and worked on the campaign setting, et cetera, et cetera. We will also be having Jeremy Crawford on.
What? Jeremy Crawford will also be there?
Yeah, so we have to be really nice and not say anything about his Eberron OC. Vi, because Vi is a very controversial figure in the Eberron community.
Well, you know, I think the fact that she has a gun is okay. We're on board with that now.
No,
we're pro guns and we are pro Vi. In fact, right now
we're pro guns.
We are super big fans of Wizards of the Coast. I don't know.
Let's just not.
They've made a lot of mistakes, but today they made a good one.
Anyway, Jeremy Crawford worked on Shadows from the Last War and, or no, not Shadows from the Last War. He worked on Rising from the Last War, and then also City of Stormreach back in 3.5. And the final guest we will have on is Christopher Perkins, Chris Perkins.
Of Pack Inc.? Acquisitions Incorporated.
He did DM Acquisitions Incorporated, but what he's mostly known for is being a writer and executive for D&D for the past well over 20 years. He worked on second edition. He worked on
Dragonmarked, the book specifically.
Dragonmarked. He worked on, I think he was a co-producer or something like that for the first campaign setting book. I have to actually do all of that research so that I can build the slide deck. But I will be moderating as we talk about the past 20 years of Eberron, as well as a look forward to modern things you can look forward to in Eberron, and what we can look for in the future. Sadly, this will be coming after the Vecna adventure, so we might have to bully the 5th edition writers a little bit, Keith and I.
Not bully them, just lightly nudge them in the correct direction.
Well,
because again, we're pro wizards now.
It will have already come out, so we can't nudge them in the right direction, but we can make fun of them for doing
errata.
It wrong.
We can errata the shit out of
We can't errata the shit out of it. This isn't Hadozi. Okay, we can't errata the racism.
Listen, you're fucking up here. We can't talk about racism when it comes to Wizards. Like, we're pro Wizards
I'd
of the
rather
Coast.
We also not talk about being pro-gun.
That's funny. So we had some of this news. Like, we knew that we were going to be going to Gen Con and possibly having a panel with just Keith. And then everything kind of lucked out. Mm-hmm. And then Matthew Lillard this evening, everything came together. And so we're just like, I got to talk about it all.
We've had a lot of really good stuff happen to us over the past couple weeks. The last time we recorded this, it was like, we don't want to say anything.
Yeah, we're not sure what's happening.
But we are going to be having, at the beginning of March, new episodes coming out. We've got a couple weeks to finish actually editing and recording some of that. I'm really excited for that. This is us putting it out there right now. It's going to be happening, guys.
Tamara, kick us in the ass. This is, you got to yell at us.
Yep, you gotta yell at us.
Tamara's our secret boss. No one knows that.
You gotta make us, you gotta keep us accountable. Tamara actually messaged me the other day about the last Christmas OOC we did from a couple years ago. She was like, Rebecca, you said that your resolution was to have the textile supplement out, and you have not been very resolute about that. And I was like, she hates me.
That's awesome. She messaged me and was like, did you ever do that Kevin Capone module thing? And I went, nope. I got no feedback and no punishment. So that means she's a bigger fan of me, or she's disappointed in you, and there's no expectations.
So here's the thing is that if she's our German mom, mm-hmm. right, like, you are the fat, happy German son.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just the absolute disappointment of a child.
Okay? I can do nothing and still be rewarded.
Exactly. You are told, oh, you're so precious. Here, have more streusel.
You're literally describing every aspect of my life.
I know.
I've just been succeeding upwards my entire life doing nothing.
I'm over here like, Mama. I'm trying so hard. And she goes, it is not enough.
Mama, I just need a little streusel and I can keep working the bellows. No, you get no streusel.
You get no streusel. I've never heard Tamara say streusel, or if she actually likes streusel, or what foods
I'm not a, I'm not a streusel, but I'll eat streusel, yeah. Like, if it's there, I might.
I guess I'll eat some streusel.
I might have a small piece, but it's not like it's something I would go out of my way for. You know, the streusel's kind of, it's very dry.
So, like, I'm interested in German foods that aren't sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, like
I will eat any German food that's not sausage.
So schnitzel was, yeah?
Schnitzel is spatzel. Yummy. I love schnitzel. I don't remember what spatzel is.
Spatzel was the noodles.
Oh, spatzel's the noodles. Spatzel's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just don't like, you don't like the casing.
I don't like sausage.
It's not the sausage, it's specifically the casing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is weird because you like little smokies.
So, like, the part about Little Smokies that I like the best is not the way... So, the thing that I hate about Little Smokies is the thing I love about grapes.
I'm... Okay, continue.
Like when you bite into, like, a little smoky, for those who don't know, they're, like, little...
Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages, but instead of, like, being Vienna sausages, they're more like a hot dog... like a spiced hot dog, but they're little small little wiener guys. I don't like when I bite into it and it like explodes in my mouth with like meat juices.
So but, like, this conversation is rated just tiny little wiener guys and meat juices. I think we're gonna
have to when a grape explodes in my mouth. Like feeling like on my canines just pinpricking the grape skin.
You want that with a grape. You want that plump, you know? Because mm-hmm. if it's like a limp grape, you get like nothing out
I
of it.
I hate a limp
gross.
Grape. No one likes a limp grape.
Super disappointing.
People who like limp grapes are sad people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few grapes that I'm like not going to eat, but I'm not going to be excited about those, you know?
I'll actively avoid them. I will specifically, and I've done this before, whenever we get,
is that why I get the shit grapes?
Of grapes.
Is that why I always get the bad? I just assume they were bad grapes constantly.
No.
It's you eating the good stuff. You fuck.
If we get like a little cup of grapes from the convenience store, and I grab one, and I pick it up, and I can tell that it's a smooshy grape, I will put it back down and grab a different grape.
You dickhead. So now I'm eating secondhand grapes.
You're eating bad secondhand grapes.
Fucking asshole.
I'm not a good person. Yeah,
devastated at this
moment.
Yeah,
I know. I'm really sorry. The truth comes out in this. An Eberron tell-all.
Oh, no. Eberron After Dark.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's not After Dark because it's, you know, it's late.
It's late, almost, it's late almost night 2 a.m., yeah.
Quite late.
Mm-hmm. It is very late, but lots of really cool good news. I'm gonna say it, Textiles of Eberron, I'm hoping will be released by August. At this moment in time, I have maybe 2,000 words left to write, and then a shit ton of art to commission, and then to have editors and sensitivity readers read it and format it and tell me how bad I am at writing things.
We also have a list currently that we're working on of about 200 people who were associated with Eberron in any way, shape, or form over the last 20 years that we're going to try and invite on. People who have done art, people who have written for them, people who have done cartography, just anything at all. If you worked on Eberron, we want to talk to you. So we're going to try and find people who have done that because I'd like to talk to those people who created the greatest setting that we get to use and maybe don't get called out for it.
I don't disagree. I think that this year, because this year is 20th anniversary, June is the 20th anniversary. And
it's the year of the dragon, too. Oh, I like that cool. This year.
We really want to do a lot more with the podcast and with other things, specifically this year. On the big Eberron Discord server that I'm a moderator of, we are planning something for the 20th anniversary. We're not 100% sure what yet, but we will be doing something. TM. We've been thinking about doing like a 4-hour actual play one shot with Keith. Keith's already like been like, yeah, I'll do it.
Does he know that?
Yeah.
We're not having to like drug him or anything?
No. I specifically asked when the new year came around, I specifically asked him about it and he said, yeah, I'd be down. Just tell me when and what we're doing.
That would be super fun.
So I think that it'd be cool if one of us ran something for him so that he could be a player.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do an actual play, but it'll go through stages. And so it'll just be different settings. And every hour it just switches settings. No. Start in 5th edition, make our way into good society.
No.
Definitely not.
That sounds like hell.
That's the fun part.
No. But do we have any other news? Any other fun things to talk about, announce?
Well, I mean, I could lie and pretend I'm going to do a Kevin Capone module still. I'm working on it hard, guys.
He's got exactly the same number of pages
I had years ago.
What he does is he goes, I'm going to do a thing. And then he sits there for like 4 or 5 weeks and he obsesses over the thing. And then every time he gets in the gosh darn car with me, he'll be like, Rebecca, I'm going to just info dump on you. And then I have to sit there and give him attaboys and be like, no, it's good, Steve. You're just saying that. No, it's good, Steve. It's fine. It's good. We're okay. It's good. Do it. Are you going to do it? I don't know. It feels like you don't like it. And it's like, it doesn't matter if I don't like it. Is it fulfilling for you?
So I think that brings up an interesting thing, because I find myself, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who make things in Eberron and immediately go, someone tell me I'm good, or what would Keith think? Like, I do that a lot, like, what would Keith think? Instead of that, what if we created a bot on Discord, and we call it the Baker Bot?
The Baker Bot, okay.
And so you would just type in, like, hey, Baker Bot, here's my Eberron idea, and he'd be like, yeah, that's good. It's not what I would do, but I'm proud of you.
Hey, BakerBot, I want to make Nazis, and they're going to be the good guys. It's not what I do, but it's good for you.
I think it would have to be moderated specifically, because clearly our community, very big on Nazis.
Our community is not very big on Nazis.
I have no idea. They could be. Secretly, they're all Nazis.
Oh my god.
So this is getting so demonetized. You said Nazis,
tiny. We're not monetized to begin with.
Yeah, but
on we have
YouTube. They bury the shows. Do you not know that?
Oh yeah.
You get in like tons of trouble if you say swear words in the first 30 seconds.
Oh yeah. Fuck. Shit. Titties. Cunt.
Man, you went through all of them.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't say God, Jesus, murder, suicide.
Butt cheek.
Butt cheek's not one of them.
Oh, that was it.
No.
Murders at Karlov Manor.
Oh, China. You can't say China either.
Really?
Yeah, you can't say China either. Did you hear about the Hugo Awards thing?
No.
So it's being hosted in China right now, and a bunch of authors have been disqualified from the Hugo Awards, specifically because they're afraid that the Chinese officials will be uncomfortable with those award-deserving properties getting being like qualified
for. That's the Hugo fucked. Awards.
Yeah,
that's super fucked.
The writer of Iron Widow, the Wuxia book,
mm-hmm.
that I read, her second novel, their second novel, was disqualified specifically for being a political anti-Chinese writer, when her books are literally like a historical fantasy about China's first and only female emperor.
Fuck.
Neil Gaiman was also disqualified for several episodes of The Sand.
Continue.
What are you doing?
Looking up this fucking thing.
Okay.
I'll look it up in a minute.
Bobby pin on your nose.
No, bobby pin in my nose.
I'm so snorfly.
You are. It's coming through a lot. A lot of snorkels. That's not getting cut. You just snorfling into the thing.
Snorful, snorful, snorful.
And that's why Matthew Lillard will never talk to us again.
Yeah, I snorfling
all night.
I muted myself so much to cough and snorful and stuff because I was like, man, I sound like dog shit.
You had fun though?
I had fun. I did like a Brooklyn accent.
Oh, that's exactly what I would want from Devin. I love Devin.
Yeah.
You and I both see Devin the same way.
Yeah. Because I don't think that a lot of people play him as like a socialite, like he should be played.
No. When I played him, I had fun doing that. You know, like betting against the team. God, that was so much fun.
Man.
Oh, if you don't know, we're talking about a threshold. Keith Baker's. I'm sorry, Quickstone. My apologies.
It is Quickstone.
Quickstone. Now. Keith Baker's cool
actual blowing. Play on his Patreon.
On his Patreon.
Yeah.
If you're not a patron of Keith Baker, go support Keith Baker.
Yeah. If you're a patron of ours, why?
Not like a negative why, but like, how did we keep you and
exactly.
What can we do?
Exactly.
We can murder somebody. You got problems.
Yeah. I don't mean to say why, because like, why are you here? We don't deserve you. Cause, we do. I hair flipped when I said that. just to give you a visual. We did not expect to continue to have patrons after our two-year hiatus. Over two-year hiatus. Almost three-year hiatus. Two and a half year.
You know, one of the things that we talked about in the other ones that we've done here is something that I'd like to bring up now is about how we have to be better about the parasocial connection, because that was something we talked about.
That is something that we talked about.
We learned a lot at PAX regarding that.
Yes, this past time at PAX, there was a couple content creator panels, focused panels. One of them was about parasocial relationships and how they can be toxic in different ways, and the different kinds of parasocial relationships. And I think that something that we need to be better about is our relationship with you, our listeners. Not just in what we owe you, but also in what should be expected of us.
And what we say specifically as well. We have to watch our language and tone, because a lot of that, you know, I know I'm very excitable and a very lovey person.
You are.
And I just, you know, tell everyone constantly that I love them. That's just
culturally cool. You were raised that
way. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, my family is very loving and embraces everybody. If you've been in my house for 5 minutes, you're part of the family now.
Exactly.
And I think that I just have to remember that that's not how everyone should see things.
Yeah.
And I have to be better about that personally.
Yeah, I agree. I just am an affection seeking whore, and I want all of you to love me. And I will say anything to get that.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information. Good God.
I just want you all to pat me on the head and tell me I'm a good girl.
Pat, 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 pat. You good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I needed today.
Also, if you have suggestions for people we should be reaching out to, we're finding out that there's creators in the community that we were not aware of who are doing actual plays. If you are listening to us and you have content that you want out there, let us know. We are not that's another thing with the parasocial relationships is creator to creator, and we want to build this community so big. And it's not about us. It's about all of us and raising up the community, because that's why we do the t-shirts. It's not because we make a ton of money off them. It's because Rebecca has cool-ass ideas, and then we throw them on there, and then we get to see Eberron t-shirts in the wild. Do you know how exciting that is? Oh, my God.
In case you guys didn't know, we do have a threadless print-on-demand store. We make maybe, 50 cents per item that gets sold there, but everything that I put on there is made by me or has been specifically licensed to be on there, such as our podcast logo. And then everything on there is going to be specifically Eberron based, just with the serial numbers filed off a little bit, to be honest.
We've gotten real close to that. If you're listening to this, Jeremy Crawford, don't listen to that part. You didn't hear that last part?
You didn't hear that last part. We just released a new t-shirt called Shadow Schism, inspired by a conversation I had on the big Eberron Discord server about what a Fiarland metal band's name would be. We came up with Shadow Schism, and there's two versions of that merch. The first version is just there, the Shadow Schism dripping venom album cover, and the other is the album cover on the front, and then tour dates
the
for
Blood and Betrayal Tour.
The Blood and Betrayal Tour.
I really like that. It's super, super neat that all of that is there, and it has the Eberron, you know, feel, and it has the Eberron locations on it. And hang on, do you hear that?
What?
Oh God, it's the Pinkertons. They know about us. You didn't file the numbers enough.
Oh no, oh no.
You wrote Sharn instead of Sharn.
I did spell Sharn correctly instead of writing Shart. Like I should. I'm gonna go to Shart.
We should have gone with all the old names that Keith had originally when they got transferred around.
No, it's fine.
The town of Braylon.
But you guys should check it out. There will be links in our description as always.
The doobly-doo. I love to call it that.
Yeah.
The doobly-doo.
The doobly-doo. But please check it out. We don't make this because we make money off of it. We make this because there's not enough easily accessible Eberron merch out there. There are other stores that are selling Eberron-adjacent merch. But I feel like ours has a lot of heart. And if you guys have ideas, I've had an idea for kind of funny shirts or silly shirts for each of like the Sovereign Host. Since we've got really two shirts for the Silver Flame, Flames, the shiny, the sparkly Flame in Your Heart shirt as well.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
So I want to do some Sovereign Host ones.
We need one for the Blood of Vol too.
And I'd like to do a couple for Blood of Vol. Like I have like the Swole Dorn one in my head. I just haven't thought about really what I'd like the others to look like, and then also getting them into like the programs that I use to actually draw everything has been just not something that I've been doing. Anyway, if you guys have ideas for literally anything, whether it is if you are a content creator yourself, regardless of what that content is, reach out to us. Our email address is in our description. If you are like, hey, I want to submit an Aloofy's Ask for when you guys restart, please, we are still taking those Aloofy's Ask questions. We have an archive for them on several Discord. Of our devices, on Discord, in our Gmail, all of that. Send those to us, please. If there's creators that you know of that might not be Eberron involved, but still creators in tabletop role-playing games, or people adjacent to that community, reach out to us about it. If you've got t-shirt ideas and you're like, man, I would love to see how Rebecca conceptualizes, mascots for Moorgrave University or something, like whatever it is, I would love to hear you guys either message me, email us, or get onto our Discord. We do have a very sleepy Discord server.
I think it's because we haven't posted anything.
We haven't posted anything.
And I get that.
But like, if you guys are listening to the podcast and you're like, hey, I want to just like live react to this, do it there. If you want to talk about things, do it there. If you want to ask us questions, please do it there. We are always happy to engage with that. We don't have a really big following, and because of that, we can get a little closer with you guys. As we get larger, we might have to take a step back, but we would really, we love talking to people about this thing that we have created.
You know, I see all the time in the Discord, and I don't say anything. Baby Blue Squid, fantastic artwork. You do such good artwork. And sometimes I'll see it and I'm like, I should say something, but then it was a couple of hours ago and I'm like, I feel weird just coming in now.
Dude, always say it. I follow Squid on Tumblr, and whenever their art comes up on Tumblr, I always reblog it.
Well, I will. I'm not.
It's better to say something than not say something.
So I feel real weird at times.
No,
like,
do it.
Like, I feel like there's a window for like.
There's never I know a there's not. Window. It's text-based communication.
But then people are like, you can't go back and necropost. And I'm like.
Okay, necroposting only matters if it's like days. So like, if you have to
there's
physically.
There's been a couple of times in my Discord where I will open up a conversation or like a chat, and it will have a thing that I have typed and not sent. So I was like, I was going to respond to something, and then I didn't send it because I felt like it was too much time and all of that. And then I didn't delete it. So it's just living there forever to remind me how bad I am.
That happens to me all the time, because there's a lot of times, especially as a moderator, where I will go, I should probably comment on this. But then the community starts to kind of self-moderate itself. And then I go, never mind. It's fine. And then when I go back on my phone, it'll just kind of be waiting there, like, oh, hello. And I'll be like, oh, delete. I'm going to ignore that you existed. I don't need to kick this can of worms again.
Canning worms. Who's canning worms? That came up last night. Who's canning worms? Is that a thing? Or is that a real thing initially?
What?
Did people actually can worms?
No, like a can of worms, like the like the joke toy can of worms.
Oh, is that what it? Because the whole time I thought it was like a can of actual
worms.
Oh my god,
really?
Like people were using for fishing, and I was like, who's canning that?
No, it's like the thing where like, oh here.
I thought it was snakes. I thought it was snakes that pop out.
There's worms. Because when you open it up, it opens up a can of worms, and they pop everywhere, and you gotta clean up the extra mess. Hold on, I'm Googling it
now. Okay, good, because I was gonna open up a can of worms about this whole can of worms thing. Speaking of which, that was a Disney Channel original.
A Can of Worms origin. Generally believed, bait stores sold Can of Worms and other popular live baits to fishermen who often discovered how easy it was to open them and how difficult it was to close them.
Oh, okay.
So it is just bait.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Experts do disagree on the origin of the phrase.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were just having a discussion, like, experts disagree on a lot of stuff, like the wings thing, where wings turned out to be, you know, have been invented previously.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you watch that episode of
I started Disney it. History? I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, okay.
But you had said that about that. I was like, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. It is. Because, I mean, outside of things that are, like, hard science, it's really hard to, like, prove one thing or another, especially when it comes to like cultural or social stuff. Like there's no hard proof that we can prove that something was meant in a particular way in the past without hard evidence of that meaning. And so we just kind of have to guess.
Well, that makes sense.
Same goes for, like, clothing. Like dress historians kind of just have to look at art and guess unless they have, like, the physical garment. So a lot of, like, really, really old dresses and, like, pretty much anything that peasants wore, a lot of what it is looking at really old manuscripts and making assumptions.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, a peasant's dress isn't going to stand the test of, you know, a millennia and a half.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Sam Vimes, what is it? Sam Vimes rule of socioeconomic. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
off on another weird tangent.
Tangents.
I saw on Reddit, I was looking through when I was going through about pictures of Keith, because I sent you that photo of Keith that I found the other day. Hilarious photo. I was looking through there and someone had commented about the hats on Hero Forged and was like, I think this is for Terry Pratchett. All of the comments were like, yeah, it's definitely for Terry Pratchett. And so I was like, no, it's for Keith Baker.
What else could it be? It literally says Keith Baker on the hat.
Yeah, and it's a symbiote hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. But I was like, oh man, my two loves combining in this one ridiculous post. And
how absolutely silly.
And I want to just necro post on that one, you know?
Yeah. I actually ate some of the butter cookies.
They're really good. I have a problem with them, though.
Yeah.
Because I like to mash them into the top of my mouth.
What the fuck?
So I do that with a lot of stuff, and I didn't realize it until the other day. I had, like, three things in a row that were, like, really, really brittle and dry, and it just shredded the roof of my mouth, and I was like, oh my god. Why do I do this? I don't know what's wrong with me.
I was enjoying them with my tea, and I was like, oh, this is just so cozy and nice. Mm. Oh, sippy, sippy, sip, cozy and nice. So, yeah, I don't mash. Is that how you chew?
So, no, a lot of times,
like, Are you, like, a weird, like, ungulate? Because they, like, chew with their tongues?
I use a lot of my tongue when I'm chewing as well. It's a whole mouth process for me, yes.
I'm fascinated by you. Fascinated.
Don't you want me to do one?
No. You know, no, actually, yeah, here. Okay, so. Here. Open your mouth so I can see.
He's grinding up in your chopper, yeah. I'm using your tongue to break it up.
How bizarre.
I'm weird.
Yeah. It's like watching a creature figure something out is what it like I'm just wondering how the mechanics of it all works.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Now I've got that because of the sugar crystals on the top, it just shreds the top of my mouth.
That's really funny.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Thanks.
Yeah, I do. You're welcome. Anyway.
Flawless. Absolutely flawless.
I don't know where to go from me looking at you like fucking
like Sasquatch.
I was gonna say I'm David Attenborough.
The large mammal of the species will take the time to crush a cookie in his mouth.
The large mammal of the species?
I meant to say male, Jesus God.
I love you so much.
It's late. I don't know why you're being mean to me.
What do you mean it's past 2 a.m.?
Yeah, this is like normal Steve time. This is Steve sits alone quietly in the living room time.
This is I'm zonked the fuck out time.
Honk shoe, me.
Because I'm dead. I'm so exhausted. I'm very sick. But we want to thank each and every one of you who is listening right now to this ramble on for probably about half an hour.
We can't do that. I'm sorry. I have to remove that. That was clearly me doing a Led Zeppelin reference. That's going to get removed immediately.
Listen, you're just making more effort for yourself in editing.
That makes sense.
But we want to thank every one of you for listening to us ramble at this late hour, even though it might not be late for you as you are off doing whatever it is you do whenever you listen to us
ramble. I don't know how quickly I can post this one because of you've got to post yours first. Do you have to post yours first? How quickly is the news spreading about?
Not too quickly, but it'll be all right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then this hopefully should be out tomorrow.
We'll see.
Oh, now you're like, oh, hang on, now. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. Again, message us. We love the engagement. Check out our merch store and those new t-shirts that just dropped. The one design can also be on everything from stickers to cups to wall hangings. It's print on demand, so it's pretty much everything you could want. And if there isn't something that you do want that it isn't there, message me and I'll see if I can make it happen.
Stanley cups.
No.
We need to get in the Stanley Currys right now.
They have lead in them.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh my Rebecca, god, he's not even keeping up.
Listen,
there's lead in them.
Two women came in tonight, and they were both from Canada, and they came in separately, time apart, same exact Stanley Cup. Same exact light pink Stanley Cup.
They're
everywhere.
Lead in them.
And what, in the part where you drink the water from, yes. Or just in general?
So there's lead on the inside of them that liquid can't reach.
Well, I mean,
but then people have been testing them, and lead has been showing up in the part where you do drink.
Well, I'm not to be rude here, but unless it's concrete science done by actual scientists, I'm not going to take that. Because that whole, you know, Subway tuna isn't actually tuna thing was bullshit. And so it's one of those things where
I just want to know who's eating Subway tuna.
It's a weird choice. Yeah. You've got a lot of problems if that's where you're settling.
Exactly.
If
I'm trying to sign off of this episode, and you keep going off in tangents.
Yeah, it's late. I'm just a rambler.
Tell the people how cool they are.
You guys are pretty cool
for listening to us.
For listening to us. In fact, you might be some of the coolest people on the planet, except for these people that I heard about who live in the coldest area. What? I've got a lot of random knowledge recently. Okay.
There's a pair of
no, yeah, let's not stab you with the fabric scissors. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. It means a lot to us. And we all greatly appreciate you continuing to be part of this community, even when it hasn't been here. And not hating us for the hiatus, as the title says.
Yeah, but please don't hate us for this hiatus, because it is coming to an end.
So have a good night, and keep an ear out for those echoes of hope.